Oh, yeah, hopefully that would be enough time for some stuff to reset if need to be. And making a comment on getting those nasty little pink slips. Yeah, I think that was probably more evident back then than now. But as far as the unofficial observers, or official observers, whichever way you want to look at it. I think if I ever had an issue, I think it was we were too close to the band edge one time, but someone keyed up on the radio and said, yeah, you're getting a little out of the band, you know, and so, yeah, okay. So we dialed it down a little bit, and then we were fine. But so, yeah, it's a verbal warning is fine, though that's just that now, an actual transmitter causing some noise and stuff. Yeah, that would be a more serious offense, I guess. I don't know. I think both of them are serious, but anyways, Pete. Yeah, as far as some of the names you mentioned, not too familiar with. Oh, Jersey Polka Richie ended up moving down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in his later years. Little short guy. I knew him for a while before he passed away, and. Yeah, he was a character. I guess there's a lot of people out there characters. And I guess how I started to get to know more of these people is because a friend of mine, who I knew in my mid-years, my 30s and 40s, whatnot, took me around to these different festivals and stuff. And so I got to meet up with more band leaders and musicians and people who danced with the music and other what I'll call amateur musicians, which I consider myself to be, but I'm kind of, if I wanted to do a spectrum of that, I would say I'm not a professional, but I'm not an amateur. I'm somewhere between the middle and professional, whatever the middle is. Some things I can do real well, and other things I don't. But it is fun to play instruments and stuff, and I did more of that. I'll say maybe about a decade or so ago, I was pretty busy playing in that. Nowadays, even before COVID hit, things were kind of dying down a little bit as far as trying to get into playing at some senior centers, or that's what I kind of generally call the nursing homes now. Politically correct or not, I don't know. But I tried to keep up with that, and unfortunately that kind of subsided. And so now I'm trying to go to, like, farmers markets and other places like that and hopefully try to get out and play a little bit more. Again, is what I'm trying to make the goal of doing. But as far as that on the music side of that things, I should also mention I did an internet polka show, too, called Worldwide Polkas, and did that from, like, 2004 to about 2011 or so until my computer decided to crash on me, and got a new laptop, and I, the dumbest thing is I'm going to blame Windows 7, and maybe due to copyright stuff, they maybe did something with the software or the hardware, I don't know which, but if I used Winamp and played the music, it would come out the computer speakers, but then when I'm using Windows Media Encoder to trans